You're listening to Encounter, an offering of sacred meditations made possible by listeners like you. Visit our website at encounteringpeace.org to learn more about how you can encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. After I first became aware of God's tender, soft voice back in seventh grade, my first personal Bible was a soft-covered translation of the Living Bible called The Way. It still holds a cherished place on a bookshelf in my study. And I am fairly certain that today's passage for meditation was the first line of scripture I ever highlighted, even though the yellow highlight is a bit dry and faded now. It still rings in my heart whenever I encounter it. It is a passage from the Psalms, written by King David after he sinned against Bathsheba and had her husband murdered. It is a passage of confession. It is a passage of amends. So have you ever had fear of committing one sin too many, or moving just one step beyond the reach of God? One moment missed receiving the loving forgiveness of God. Well, this meditation from Psalm chapter 51 is a contemplation on forgiveness, living with the assurance that encounters with God will always include moments for forgiveness. Nothing is ever wasted, no moments missed for Him to be glorified. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be reflective of moments with your forgiving God. A retreat to become mindful of moments of His presence and purpose. Be at peace here. Be forgiven. And allow your eyes to close now without effort. Become aware of your breathing. And begin to move deeper into the forgiving presence of the Holy Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of thoughtful reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from Acts chapter 3. And as I lead us, respond simply, Heavenly Father, be gracious to me. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word. So repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, and return to God. Heavenly Father, be gracious to me. Return to God, seek His purpose for your life, so that your sins may be wiped away, blotted out, completely erased. Heavenly Father, be gracious to me. Return to God, seek His purpose for your life, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. Heavenly Father, be gracious to me. Continue on in stillness for a moment longer, your eyes now closed, trusting in the sovereign plans of God, faithful in the enduring forgiveness of God. I realize this may not be an easy time for you. Reflection on the sins you've committed. Sins against God and God alone. But rest here knowing God is gracious. God is forgiving. And you are safe. honest with your emotions? Have you ever had fear of committing one sin too many? Moving one step beyond the reach of God? One moment missed receiving the loving forgiveness of God? Stay here for a moment longer in this time of resolution and amends. Center on the truth of His grace. Center on the promise of His mercy. Center too on your breathing. Be mindful of each deep, pure breath. Your exhales releasing shame. Deep tummy inhales, breathing in the forgiving Spirit of God. Take note of the hope of each breath. Each breath centering you. Become more alert here to each breath. Languishing thoughts of shame and guilt may still rise. Just note them, but give them no weight, no power. They are not thoughts of God. Rather, let thoughts of His forgiveness, His love, and mercy fill your mind as you take another deep belly breath and whisper, "Heavenly Father, be gracious to me." Let the word grace be your centering word and be mindful of His mercy. Now continue on as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, King David writes to God of the sins he has committed, sins against others, but ultimately, sin against God and God alone. Let the words resonate for you as a personal note from David to you. My dear friend and follower of the faith, it is with the deepest humility and contrition that I share these words with you, words I never intended to share, maybe not even to God. But I share them now to the world across the span of time. God, be gracious to me. According to your faithful love, according to your abundant compassion, blot out my rebellion. Completely wash away my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. Where did your thoughts settle and center as you listened to David's confession? Well, listen once more from Psalm chapter 51, verses 1 through 2 from the Christian Standard Bible. Be gracious to me, God, according to your faithful love, according to your abundant compassion. Blot out my rebellion. Completely wash away my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. What do you think you need to remember from this reading? We'll take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. once more, but now take note of your deeper thoughts and feelings as you contemplate on this wider passage from the English Standard Version. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in the truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in this secret heart. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what did you see? What did you hear in this passage? Let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute. In this third expanded divine reading from the New International Reader's Version, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear my prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, be gracious to me, O God. According to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. It is this confession I share, and this forgiveness I now receive in the name of Christ, your Son, our Savior and my Lord. Amen. So what secrets are you now ready to share with him in prayer? Well, take this next minute for these words to become yours in a time of personal prayer. Pause if you desire or need more time. God is in no rush, nor should you be. While resting in imaginative contemplation, let this moment become your time of confession, a moment not lost, but a moment found. Time for your fingers to slip back into the hands of God, a distance not too far. time for the weight of your sin to be lifted, a yoke now light. A moment of confession. A moment to share with him what he already knows. A moment of amends. So for the next minute, or as long as you need, let nothing be hidden, nothing concealed, nothing unconfessed. For you, by his grace, through faith in his Son, you stand before God now pure, perfect, righteous, and holy. Let this be that time. Let this be that moment. As you rest here a bit longer, be mindful of any lingering thoughts of guilt or shame or fears of missed moments. Release them. Those are not thoughts of God. Rather, center back on your breathing and whisper, "Heavenly Father, be gracious to me." And be mindful, too, of anyone you meet along the way in need of the grace of God. Who do you know that needs to be encouraged that they have not slipped beyond the loving embrace of their Heavenly Father? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to know that God is gracious to you. God, according to his faithful love, according to his abundant compassion, blots out your rebellion, completely washes away your guilt, and cleanses you from your sin. So may you know the forgiving work of Christ, the steering of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the graceful mercy of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this silent sanctuary as long as you can, whispering, "Heavenly Father, be gracious to me." Now glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will forever be. Amen.